Welcome back to Talking Golf with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, who is the founder and CEO of Folds of Honor, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. Welcome to the show.
And blessed to be with you. And yeah, on Memorial Day, a lot of people think it's the beginning of summer, but it is the day of great reverence in our country, where we honor the over 1 million veterans who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. And I know we're going to talk about it, but we all have an opportunity to honor them by playing golf. So it's going to be a blessed weekend.
And I know for the first time in its 15-year history, Patriot Golf Days are being held this weekend as a way to further honor our nation's heroes.
It is. And, you know, we'd always, the short story long, as they say, is the PGA Championship was always in August. And so with our partnership with the PGA of America, we would host Patriot Golf Days on Labor Day weekend. But since that date obviously moved, and we saw Phil Mickelson just do heroic things on the golf course, but now that the PGA Championship is in May, we've got Patriot Golf Days on its rightful holiday, right, which is Memorial Day, and we all have an opportunity to go tee it up and make a donation on our smartphones over that weekend to support the spouses and children who've had somebody killed or disabled defending our freedoms, and also the great works of bringing veterans to the game of golf to help deal with you know, this ongoing battle with post-traumatic stress, and the 20 veterans a day that are committing suicide using golf as a therapy to help them find a path forward.
Definitely. I know golf is such a great outlet for veterans. I've worked a lot with veterans and hosted panels with veterans who tell me that learning the game and playing the game has been incredible therapy. And a few have even admitted it, you know, golf has really saved their lives.
Yeah, it's the silent killer that we're dealing with post-traumatic stress. You know, I've done 3 combat tours in Iraq, and, you know, nobody's ever the same once you go to combat. And obviously there's different levels of severity of the impact that it has on you. But to be able to get outside, right, and to exercise and to focus on something else other than, you know, what's often the chaos going inside your own brain, it has proved to be a real game changer for these veterans.
So just so everybody knows, Patriot Golf Days fund educational opportunities for veterans, their spouses and children. And can you give us an update on how did Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Days, how did it get started?
Yeah. So, 13 years ago, I felt a calling from God, after witnessing, Corporal Brock Buckland, come home as human remains. And as I was with his identical twin brother, Corporal Brad Buckland, who brought him home, and he had a 4-year-old son. And, you know, as the father of 5, and quite frankly, I speak for, I think, majority of people in the military, our greatest concern is if something happens to us, who will be there to take care of their families? And at its core, that's what Folds of Honor is about. It is about taking care of these families who've had somebody killed or disabled, defending our freedoms. And, you know, golf is, as we know, is a very myopic sport. But this is the one time a year we can tee it up for something bigger than ourselves. And it's just a blessing. And, you know, you mentioned we've been at this 15 years. We've raised, just through Patriot Golf Days, over $50 million in life-changing support. And I think the beauty of these days are you can give a relatively small amount, whether it's a $5 or a $10 donation. And, again, you visit patriotgolfdays.com or foldsofhonor.org, either place, to make a donation. But you're part of something that is truly life-changing as we anticipate, you know, raising over $5 million on this weekend. But we need everybody to get out and tee it up.
Your efforts are incredible. And I know you have the rare distinction of being both a Class A member of the PGA in addition to being a fighter pilot. I don't know how many others really have done what you've done, the combination of golf and being a fighter pilot. I know you've had, 3 tours of duty in Iraq. Just an incredible background that you have, Dan.
Yeah, so I'm the only one, PGA Club Pro and a fighter pilot, and I'm blessed to have a great community in both of those places, but obviously positioned me uniquely to start Folds of Honor. And having these two very relevant experiences in the military, but also as a club professional, and to be able to bring these things that I love, the game of golf, together in our military to support these families. No doubt God had a plan when I thought I was just writing the ultimate job description for myself. And, he laughed at that and said, hey, we got bigger things to do. And hence Folds of Honor was born and Patriot Golf Days.
And in addition to organizing all that, you continue to fly, right? You're an aggressor pilot in the 301st Fighter Squadron at Eglin Air Force Base in Destin, Florida. So you're still doing both golf and flying.
I do, yeah. Yeah, still fighting for freedom and still trying to make birdies. So it is great to be able to combine. I think everybody, honestly, and if you look at life, if you can combine what you do with who you are, that's being true to the gifts that God has given you. And, I thank the good Lord every day that I'm able to continue to do both of these.
I know they both have to give you a tremendous adrenaline run, right? When you're in a plane, obviously. And then if you're playing great golf and have a couple birdies around, you know, which one do you get the most thrill out of?
Yeah, it's not even close. It's being up in the skies, faster than the speed of sound. That is, such a unique and hyper-focused experience. And, certainly hitting a great golf shot is exciting. We all get that. We love the game and, it's fun, but it lasts for, two or three seconds. And, being up there for an hour and a half in a fighter jet over the steel blue ocean off the Gulf of Mexico, doing what you love. And as an old guy, that runway is shrinking for me, being in the jet, but, I would definitely say flying fighters is more intense and hair on fire, more exciting than making a birdie.
I can imagine. But I'm sure as far as that intensity goes and that focus, you could relate to what Phil Mickelson might have been experiencing at the PGA Championship when he was saying, he kind of lost focus the last, as he gets older, but somehow he managed to put it all together.
Yeah. I cried when I watched Phil do that. I'll give you a quick Phil story. This was like 5 years ago. I was giving a talk at the Texas Valero Open on Friday night, and he missed the cut, and he could have gotten in his jet and blasted off, and he went and showered, put a coat and tie on, and he came and he sat with my two of my daughters at dinner and, watched the talk and then hung out afterwards and did a little Q&A, and that's the kind of guy Phil is, and I just love it when people aren't a prisoner of common assumption. Right. And they just don't listen to the experts, all the pundits in the world. It's so easy to sit back and say what can and can't be done, what'll never be done. And if you listen to what everybody was saying at the beginning of the week about Phil's chances, it was never going to happen. There is only people, you're the only one that knows what the fire is in your heart. And it was just so fun for golf and humanity and to watch my buddy Phil do what had never been done before.
Absolutely. A true testament to really taking care of yourself physically, mentally, eating right, exercising. I really feel he's in better shape now than ever.
Oh yeah. When you look at pictures of old Phil, he certainly appears to be much more fit in this part of his life. And he alluded to that. He was like, hey, you can do things when you're old. You just have to work a little harder and eat a little less. And he's definitely living that anthem.
I know, Dan, you partnered with Jack Nicklaus to design and build American Dunes, a golf course in Michigan that provides hope and healing to military veterans. And it really just opened. So how's that going?
Yeah, so we opened 3 weeks ago, and it memorializes forever the birthplace of Folds. Jack Nicklaus donated his $3 million fee to design an epic track in the sand dunes along Lake Michigan, and I'll share one anecdote with you that I think sums up American Dunes. I'm sitting with Mr. Nicklaus at the press conference on Sunday, and I said, Mr. Nicklaus, have you ever been to a golf course opening like this? And he looked at me, and, he paused. And he said, Colonel Dan, I've never been to anything like this in my life. And certainly Jack's seen a lot of things and played all the great golf courses and experienced so much. But if it touches Jack in that way, just imagine how it will touch the, you know, the average golfer's heart and mind to get to be a part of this place.
Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, I really appreciate your time and all the best this weekend with Patriot Golf Days. And thanks so much for your service and everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Ann. And get out and play golf this Memorial Day. PatriotGolfDays.com. It's the most heroic round of the year. God bless you and God bless this great country we live in.